20, The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Learning Disabilities by Nancy Mather. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Learning Disabilities by Nancy Mather is a comprehensive guide for teachers who are looking to better understand and support students with learning disabilities. The book provides an overview of the different types of learning disabilities, as well as strategies for teaching students with these challenges. It also offers advice on how to create an inclusive classroom environment that supports all learners. The first section of the book focuses on understanding learning disabilities, including definitions and characteristics. It explains how they can affect academic performance, social interactions, and behavior in school settings. This section also covers common myths about learning disabilities and provides information about assessment tools used to identify them. In the second part of the book, Mather outlines specific strategies for working with students who have learning disabilities. She discusses ways to modify instruction so that it meets their individual needs while still challenging them academically. Additionally, she addresses issues such as accommodations in testing situations and creating positive relationships between teachers and students. The third section looks at ways to create an inclusive classroom environment where all learners feel supported. This includes tips on building trust among peers through activities like cooperative group work or peer tutoring programs. Finally, Mather offers guidance on advocating for special education services within schools. Overall, The Teacher's Guide to Understanding Learning Disabilities is a valuable resource for educators looking to gain insight into this complex topic area. With its clear explanations and practical advice, it can help teachers develop effective approaches when working with students who have learning difficulties. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Definition of learning disabilities. Learning disabilities are neurological disorders that affect the brain's ability to process and interpret information. They can manifest in a variety of ways, including difficulty with reading, writing, math, and other academic tasks. Understanding the definition and characteristics of learning disabilities is essential for teachers to effectively support students. Main idea number 2. Causes of learning disabilities. Learning disabilities can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetics, prenatal and perinatal factors, and environmental influences. It is important for teachers to understand the potential causes of learning disabilities in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 3. Identification of learning disabilities. Learning disabilities can be identified through a variety of methods, including standardized tests, interviews, and observations. It is important for teachers to be aware of the various methods of identification in order to accurately identify and support students with learning disabilities. Main idea number 4. Accommodations for learning disabilities. Accommodations are modifications to the learning environment that can help students with learning disabilities succeed. Examples of accommodations include modified assignments, extended time on tests, and the use of assistive technology. Main idea number 5. Instructional strategies for learning disabilities. Instructional strategies are techniques that teachers can use to help students with learning disabilities learn more effectively. Examples of instructional strategies include the use of visual aids, explicit instruction, and scaffolding. Main idea number 6. Collaboration with parents. Collaboration with parents is essential for teachers to effectively support students with learning disabilities. Teachers should strive to build strong relationships with parents and work together to create an effective learning environment for students. Main idea number 7. Collaboration with other professionals. collaboration with other professionals, such as school psychologists, speech-language pathologists, and occupational therapists, is essential for teachers to provide the best possible support for students with learning disabilities. Main idea number 8. Understanding the impact of learning disabilities. Learning disabilities can have a significant impact on students' academic, social, and emotional development. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of learning disabilities in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 9. Understanding the impact of culture. Culture can have a significant impact on the identification and support of students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of culture in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 10. Understanding the impact of technology. Technology can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of technology in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 11. Understanding the impact of inclusion. Inclusion can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of inclusion in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 12. Understanding the impact of differentiated instruction. Differentiated instruction is an instructional approach that can be used to support students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of differentiated instruction in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 13. Understanding the impact of universal design for learning. Universal design for learning is an instructional approach that can be used to support students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of universal design for learning in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 14. Understanding the impact of assistive technology. Assistive technology can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of assistive technology in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 15. Understanding the impact of accommodations. Accommodations can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of accommodations in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 16. Understanding the impact of self-advocacy. Self-advocacy is an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of self-advocacy in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 17. Understanding the impact of self-determination. Self-determination is an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of self-determination in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 18. Understanding the impact of executive functioning. Executive functioning is an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of executive functioning in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 19. Understanding the impact of social skills. Social skills are an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of social skills in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main idea number 20. Understanding the impact of self-regulation. Self-regulation is an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of self-regulation in order to provide the best possible support for students. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Learning disabilities are neurological disorders that can have a significant impact on an individual's ability to learn. They affect the brain's ability to process and interpret information, which can lead to difficulty with reading, writing, math, and other academic tasks. It is important for teachers to understand the definition of learning disabilities as well as their characteristics in order to provide effective support for students who may be affected by them. The most common types of learning disabilities include dyslexia, difficulty with reading, dyscalculia, difficulty with math, dysgraphia, difficulty with writing, auditory processing disorder, trouble understanding what is heard, and visual processing disorder, trouble interpreting what is seen. Other less common types include nonverbal learning disability, executive functioning issues, language-based learning disability, and central auditory processing disorder. It is important for teachers to recognize signs of potential learning disabilities in their students so they can provide appropriate accommodations or interventions. These might include providing extra time on tests or assignments, breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps, using visuals such as diagrams or pictures, providing verbal instructions instead of written ones, allowing alternative methods of demonstrating knowledge such as oral presentations rather than written reports, and offering additional one-on-one instruction. By understanding the definition and characteristics of different types of learning disabilities, teachers will be better equipped to identify them in their students and provide necessary support. With proper identification and intervention strategies in place, students affected by these conditions will have greater opportunities for success both inside and outside the classroom. Main idea number 2. Learning disabilities can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetics, prenatal and perinatal factors, and environmental influences. Genetics may play a role in the development of learning disabilities as certain genetic conditions are associated with an increased risk for developing them. Prenatal and perinatal factors such as maternal health issues or complications during pregnancy or delivery can also increase the likelihood of learning disabilities. Environmental influences such as exposure to toxins or lack of access to quality education can also contribute to the development of learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential causes of learning disabilities in order to provide the best possible support for students. Knowing what might have contributed to a student's disability will help teachers create individualized plans that address their specific needs. Teachers should also be aware that there may not always be one single cause for a student's disability. It could be due to multiple contributing factors. By understanding the various causes behind learning disabilities, teachers will be better equipped to provide effective instruction and interventions tailored specifically towards each student's unique needs. Main idea number 3. Identification of learning disabilities is an important step in providing the best possible support for students with learning disabilities. Standardized tests, interviews, and observations are all methods that can be used to identify learning disabilities. Standardized tests measure a student's academic performance compared to other students their age or grade level. Interviews allow teachers to ask questions about a student's behavior and experiences in order to gain insight into how they learn and process information. Observations provide teachers with an opportunity to observe a student's behavior in different settings such as the classroom or during activities outside of school. It is essential for teachers to understand these various methods of identification so that they can accurately assess each individual student's needs and provide appropriate support. By understanding the signs and symptoms associated with learning disabilities, teachers can better recognize when a child may need additional help or resources. Additionally, it is important for educators to stay up to date on current research related to identifying learning disabilities so that they have access to the most accurate information available. Main idea number 4. Accommodations for learning disabilities are modifications to the learning environment that can help students with learning disabilities succeed. These accommodations may include changes to assignments, tests, and other classroom activities. For example, a student with a disability might be given extra time on an assignment or test in order to complete it successfully. Additionally, assistive technology such as text-to-speech software or speech recognition programs can be used to help students access course material more easily. In addition to providing accommodations in the classroom setting, teachers should also strive to create an inclusive environment where all students feel welcome and respected regardless of their abilities. This includes creating opportunities for meaningful participation by all learners and ensuring that everyone has equal access to resources and materials. Finally, teachers should provide support outside of the classroom as well. This could include connecting families with community resources such as tutoring services or special education advocates who can provide additional assistance if needed. Main idea number 5. Visual aids are a great way to help students with learning disabilities understand concepts. Visuals can be used to demonstrate how something works, or to provide an example of what is being taught. For example, if teaching about the solar system, visuals such as diagrams and pictures can be used to show the planets in their orbits around the sun. Explicit instruction involves breaking down complex tasks into smaller steps that are easier for students with learning disabilities to understand and complete. This type of instruction should include clear directions and explanations so that students know exactly what they need to do in order to complete a task successfully. Scaffolding is another instructional strategy that teachers can use when working with students who have learning disabilities. Scaffolding involves providing support during the learning process by gradually removing it as the student becomes more independent in completing tasks on their own. Main idea number 6. Collaboration with parents is an essential part of supporting students with learning disabilities. Teachers should strive to build strong relationships with parents and work together to create a positive, effective learning environment for their children. This collaboration can involve discussing the students' individual needs, developing strategies to help them succeed in school, and providing support both at home and in the classroom. It is important that teachers communicate openly and honestly with parents about their child's progress so that they can be involved in helping them reach their full potential. Teachers should also take into account any cultural or language differences between themselves and the family when communicating with parents. They should make sure that all communication is clear, respectful, and appropriate for everyone involved. Additionally, it is important for teachers to recognize that each parent-teacher relationship will be unique. Some may require more frequent contact than others depending on the situation. By working collaboratively with families of students who have learning disabilities, teachers can ensure that these students receive the best possible education experience. Through open dialogue between educators and families, everyone involved can gain insight into how best to support these learners as they grow academically. Main idea number 7. Collaboration with other professionals is an important part of providing the best possible support for students with learning disabilities. Working together, teachers and school psychologists can identify areas where a student may need additional help or accommodations. Speech-language pathologists can provide specialized instruction to help improve communication skills, while occupational therapists can work on fine motor skills that are necessary for academic success. By working together, these professionals can create individualized plans that address each student's unique needs. In addition to collaborating with other professionals, teachers should also be aware of any community resources available to their students. These could include tutoring services or after-school programs designed specifically for children with learning disabilities. By taking advantage of these resources, teachers can ensure that their students have access to the extra support they need in order to succeed. Main idea number 8. Learning disabilities can have a profound effect on students' academic, social, and emotional development. It is essential for teachers to be aware of the potential impact of learning disabilities in order to provide the best possible support for their students. Teachers must understand how learning disabilities affect student performance in different areas such as reading, writing, math, and other subject areas. They should also be familiar with strategies that can help students manage their disability and succeed academically. Teachers need to recognize signs of difficulty that may indicate a learning disability so they can refer the student for an evaluation if necessary. Additionally, teachers should create an environment where all students feel safe and supported regardless of any challenges they may face due to their disability. This includes providing accommodations or modifications when needed so that all students are able to access the curriculum. Finally, it is important for teachers to stay informed about current research related to learning disabilities so they can better serve their students. By understanding the impact of learning disabilities on student development and being knowledgeable about available resources and strategies, teachers will be better equipped to meet the needs of all learners in their classroom. Main idea number 9. Understanding the impact of culture, culture can have a significant impact on the identification and support of students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand how culture may influence a student's experience in order to provide effective support. Cultural factors such as language, family dynamics, values, beliefs, and expectations can all play a role in how learning disabilities are identified and addressed. For example, some cultures may place more emphasis on conformity than individual expression or creativity. This could lead to difficulty recognizing signs of learning disability that might otherwise be easily spotted. Teachers should also consider cultural differences when providing accommodations for students with learning disabilities. Different cultures may have different approaches to teaching and learning, which could affect how well certain strategies work for particular students. Additionally, it is important to recognize that not all families will respond positively or even accept an assessment or diagnosis of their child's disability. Understanding these potential reactions ahead of time can help teachers better prepare themselves and their classrooms. Ultimately, by taking into account the various cultural influences at play within their classroom environment, teachers can ensure they are providing appropriate support for each student's unique needs. Main idea number 10. Technology can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of technology in order to provide the best possible support for these students. Technology can help create an environment that allows students with learning disabilities to access information, engage in meaningful activities, and develop skills they need to succeed academically. For example, assistive technologies such as text-to-speech software or speech recognition programs can help struggling readers access written material more easily. Similarly, tools like graphic organizers or mind mapping software can help organize ideas and concepts into manageable chunks so that students are better able to comprehend complex topics. In addition, technology provides opportunities for collaboration between peers and teachers which may not have been available before. Through online discussion boards or video conferencing platforms, teachers can facilitate conversations among their students while providing guidance when needed. This type of collaborative learning environment helps foster critical thinking skills and encourages social interaction among all learners. Finally, technology also offers new ways of assessing student progress beyond traditional paper and pencil tests. Teachers now have access to data analytics tools which allow them to track student performance over time and identify areas where additional instruction may be necessary. By understanding how different technologies work together within the classroom setting, educators are better equipped to meet the needs of their diverse learners. Main idea number 11. Understanding the impact of inclusion is essential for teachers who are working with students with learning disabilities. Inclusion can provide a range of benefits to these students, including increased access to educational opportunities and improved social skills. It also helps create an environment where all students feel accepted and valued, regardless of their abilities or differences. In order for inclusion to be successful, it is important that teachers understand how best to support their students in this setting. This includes providing appropriate accommodations and modifications as needed, understanding the individual needs of each student, and creating a positive classroom climate that encourages collaboration between peers. It is also important for teachers to recognize the potential challenges associated with inclusion. These may include difficulty managing behavior issues or dealing with negative attitudes from other students towards those who have learning disabilities. By being aware of these potential issues ahead of time, teachers can better prepare themselves and their classrooms for success. Overall, understanding the impact of inclusion on learning disabled students is key in helping them reach their full potential in school settings. With proper preparation and support from educators, inclusive classrooms can be beneficial environments where all learners thrive. Main idea number 12. Differentiated instruction is an instructional approach that focuses on meeting the individual needs of each student. It involves tailoring instruction to meet the unique learning styles, interests, and abilities of each student in a classroom. Differentiated instruction can be used to support students with learning disabilities by providing them with strategies and materials that are tailored to their specific needs. When teachers understand the potential impact of differentiated instruction, they can provide more effective support for students with learning disabilities. For example, teachers may use visual aids or hands-on activities to help students better understand concepts or ideas. They may also adjust assignments so that they are more accessible for all learners in the classroom. Additionally, teachers can create small group activities where students work together on tasks at their own level. By understanding how differentiated instruction works and its potential impact on student achievement, teachers can ensure that all learners have access to quality education regardless of their ability levels or backgrounds. Main idea number 13. Universal Design for Learning, UDL, is an instructional approach that seeks to provide equitable access to education for all students, regardless of their individual needs. UDL focuses on creating a flexible and supportive learning environment that can be adapted to meet the unique needs of each student. This approach emphasizes the importance of providing multiple means of representation, expression, and engagement in order to ensure that all learners have equal opportunities for success. When teachers understand the impact of universal design for learning, they are better able to create an inclusive classroom where every student has access to meaningful instruction. By using UDL principles such as offering multiple ways for students to demonstrate understanding or providing options for how information is presented, teachers can help ensure that all students have equal opportunities in their classrooms. Additionally, by recognizing potential barriers faced by certain groups of learners and proactively addressing them through UDL strategies, teachers can create a more equitable educational experience. Ultimately, understanding the impact of universal design for learning is essential if we want our classrooms and schools to be truly inclusive environments where everyone feels welcome and supported. By taking into account the diverse needs of our students when designing instruction and assessment activities, we can make sure no one gets left behind. Main idea number 14. Assistive technology can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of assistive technology in order to provide the best possible support for these students. Assistive technology can help improve access to educational materials, increase independence and self-advocacy skills, and promote success in school. For example, speech recognition software can allow students who struggle with writing or typing to communicate their ideas more effectively. Text-to-speech programs can make it easier for those with reading difficulties to access written material, and screen readers can enable visually impaired individuals to use computers independently. In addition, assistive technology has been shown to reduce stress levels among learners by providing them with tools that are tailored specifically towards their needs. This helps create an environment where they feel supported and empowered rather than overwhelmed or discouraged. Furthermore, when used correctly, assistive technologies have been found to improve academic performance as well as social interactions between peers. It is essential that teachers become familiar with the various types of assistive technologies available so they are able to identify which ones may be most beneficial for each student's individual needs. Additionally, teachers should ensure that all necessary accommodations are provided in order for students using assistive technologies to receive full benefit from them. Main idea number 15. Accommodations can be a powerful tool for supporting students with learning disabilities. By providing accommodations, teachers are able to create an environment that is more conducive to the student's success. Accommodations can range from simple modifications such as allowing extra time on tests or assignments, to more complex changes such as providing alternative methods of instruction or assessment. It is important for teachers to understand the potential impact of these accommodations in order to provide the best possible support for their students. When considering which accommodations may be most beneficial for a particular student, it is important to consider both the individual needs of the student and how those needs fit into the overall classroom context. For example, if a student has difficulty focusing during lectures due to ADHD, then providing them with additional breaks throughout class may help them stay focused and engaged in learning activities. On the other hand, if a student struggles with reading comprehension due to dyslexia, then having access to audio recordings of texts might be more helpful. It is also essential that teachers take into account any potential unintended consequences when implementing accommodations. For instance, while giving extra time on tests may benefit some students who need additional processing time or have difficulty staying organized under pressure, it could also lead other students who do not require this accommodation feeling disadvantaged or frustrated by what they perceive as unfair treatment. By understanding both how different types of accommodations can positively affect their students' academic performance and any potential drawbacks associated with certain strategies, teachers will be better equipped to make informed decisions about which type of accommodation would work best in each situation. Main idea number 16. Self-advocacy is an important skill for students with learning disabilities. It involves the ability to recognize one's own strengths and weaknesses, identify areas of need, and communicate those needs effectively to others. Self-advocacy can help students become more independent in their learning by allowing them to take ownership of their education and make informed decisions about how best to meet their individual needs. Teachers play a critical role in helping students develop self-advocacy skills. They should provide guidance on how to advocate for oneself, such as teaching communication strategies or providing resources that will help the student understand his or her rights under the law. Teachers should also create an environment where it is safe for students to express themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. In addition, teachers should be aware of potential barriers that may prevent a student from advocating for himself or herself. These could include language barriers, cultural differences, lack of knowledge about available resources, or even feelings of shame associated with having a disability. By understanding these potential obstacles and working together with the student to overcome them, teachers can ensure that all students have access to appropriate support services. Ultimately, understanding the impact of self-advocacy is essential if we are going to empower our learners with disabilities so they can reach their full potential. With proper guidance and support from educators who understand this concept well enough to teach it effectively in classrooms across America, we can give our children every opportunity possible for success. Main idea number 17. Understanding the impact of self-determination is essential for teachers who work with students with learning disabilities. Self-determination is a skill that allows individuals to take control of their own lives and make decisions about their future. It involves setting goals, developing strategies to reach those goals, and taking responsibility for one's actions. For students with learning disabilities, self-determination can be an invaluable tool in helping them achieve success in school and beyond. Teachers need to understand how self-determination can impact student outcomes so they can provide appropriate support. By teaching students how to set realistic goals and develop strategies for achieving them, teachers can help foster a sense of autonomy among their learners. Additionally, by providing guidance on decision-making skills such as problem-solving or goal-setting, teachers can help equip students with the tools necessary to become successful independent learners. Finally, it is important for teachers to recognize when a student needs additional support or resources in order to reach his or her goals. This could include connecting the student with outside services or providing accommodations within the classroom environment that will allow him or her greater access to instruction and materials. By understanding the potential impact of self-determination on student outcomes, teachers are better equipped to provide effective support that will enable all learners, including those with learning disabilities, succeed both inside and outside of the classroom. Main idea number 18. Executive functioning is a set of cognitive skills that are essential for successful learning. It includes the ability to plan, organize, remember details, and regulate behavior. Students with learning disabilities often struggle with executive functioning due to their neurological differences. This can lead to difficulty completing tasks in an organized manner or remembering important information. Teachers need to be aware of the impact that executive functioning deficits can have on student performance and provide appropriate accommodations and support. For example, teachers may need to break down assignments into smaller chunks or provide additional time for students who struggle with organization or memory issues. Additionally, providing visual cues such as checklists or graphic organizers can help students stay focused and organized. It is also important for teachers to recognize when a student's difficulties go beyond what would be expected from typical development delays and could indicate an underlying learning disability related to executive functioning deficits. In these cases, it is important for teachers to refer the student for further evaluation so they can receive specialized instruction tailored specifically towards their needs. Main idea number 19. Understanding the impact of social skills is essential for teachers working with students with learning disabilities. Social skills are an important part of a student's overall development and can have a significant effect on their academic success. Teachers need to be aware of how social skills can affect a student's ability to learn, interact with peers, and participate in class activities. Teachers should strive to create an environment that encourages positive social interactions between students. This includes providing opportunities for meaningful conversations, encouraging collaboration among classmates, and helping students develop problem-solving strategies when conflicts arise. Additionally, teachers should provide guidance on appropriate behavior in different settings such as the classroom or cafeteria. By understanding the importance of social skills and creating an environment that fosters positive relationships between students, teachers can help ensure that all learners feel supported and successful in school. Main idea number 20. Self-regulation is an important skill for students with learning disabilities, as it helps them to manage their own behavior and emotions. It can also help them to stay focused on tasks and complete assignments in a timely manner. Teachers need to understand the potential impact of self-regulation so they can provide appropriate support for their students. This includes teaching strategies that will help students develop self-regulatory skills, such as setting goals, breaking down tasks into manageable steps, monitoring progress towards those goals, and providing feedback when needed. Teachers should also be aware of how different types of learning disabilities may affect a student's ability to regulate themselves. For example, some students may have difficulty controlling their impulses or managing their emotions due to executive functioning deficits associated with certain conditions like ADHD or autism spectrum disorder. In these cases, teachers should focus on helping the student learn coping strategies that will enable them to better manage their behavior. Finally, teachers should recognize that self-regulation is not something that can be taught overnight. Rather, it requires ongoing practice and reinforcement over time in order for it to become an effective tool for the student. By understanding the importance of self-regulation and providing appropriate support for its development in each individual student's case, teachers can ensure that all learners are able to reach their full potential. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.